Okay, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome back to another week of our Reads in the Workplace Chabura. So the Torah in Parshas Emor, Vayikra, Perek Chaf Aleph, Pasuk Ches, says, V'kidashto, ki yaslechem elokecha hu makriv, kadosh yiyaloch, ki kadosh ani Hashem mekadoshchem. We are to sanctify the Kohen because he sacrifices the bread of God, namely the Korbanos. Kadosh yiyaloch, he should be holy to you, ki kadosh ani Hashem mekadoshchem, because Hashem is sanctified and sanctifies us. So based on the command of Vikidashto ki yaslechem elokecha hu makriv, the Gemara in Gittin and Nuntes Amid Beis, and also in a couple of other places, cites a brisa that derives from this word Vikidashto that a Kohen is given precedence for all Davar Shebekdusha. And the brisa lists a couple of examples, Liftoach Rishon, Ulevarech Rishon, Velitol Mana Yafe Rishon. Rashi explains that those refer to, Liftoach Rishon refers to getting the first Aliyah, Levarich Rishon refers to making the bracha at a suda, and Lito Manayafer Rishon refers to getting the first choice whenever a Kohen splits, divides any item with another person in Klal Yisrael. So that's the brisa in Gittin and a couple other places that a Kohen is given precedence based on this instruction of the Kidashta. But interestingly, the Gemara in Yevamos, Pei Chesamid Beis, has another extrapolation from this pasuk that seems to get at something quite different. The Gemara in Yevamos Peches Amid Beis says Vekidashto means Vekidashto be'al korcha, by compulsion we should sanctify the Kohen. And what that means is that if the Kohen refuses to observe the particular dinim that are applicable to him, so for example, if he refuses to separate from tumas meis, from becoming tameh to a dead body, or if he refuses to separate from prohibited relationships that are particular to him, then we as Klal Yisrael, the Bez Din, is obligated to force the Kohen to abide by the dinim that are applicable to him. So we have two drashos from Vikidashto, one which tells us to give precedence to the Kohen in matters of Davar Shebekdusha, Liftoach Rishon, Levarich Rishon, etc., and another which says Vikidashto Baal Korcho, that we are obligated to enforce, to compel the Kohen to abide by the dinim that are specific to him. So I want to focus on this idea of Vikidashto, in particular the first idea, that we give precedence to the Kohen, but as we'll see, we won't be able to just ignore the other drasha from Yevamos that we enforce the dinim of the Kohen. So we'll see that those two are related, or may be related. So let's focus on the following questions. The first one is to try to determine, to decipher the relationship between these two laws of Vikidashto that guide us on how we relate to the Kohanim. What's the relationship between the honoring law, the kavod law, and the enforcement law, Vikidashto Baal Korcha? Next, we're going to try to ascertain how that relationship may reflect on the nature of the obligation to honor a Kohen, to give him precedence. And then we're going to analyze the ramifications of the various understandings of the nature of the obligation to honor a Kohen. So let's begin with the relationship between these two laws, the Gemara in Gittin, the Gemara in Yevamos, the obligation to honor a Kohen and the obligation to compel a Kohen to abide by his specific laws. So one way of looking at the relationship between these two drashos is to say that really they're distinct, they're independent, they don't have much to do with one another. What's the evidence towards that conclusion? So some of the Rishonim and the Achronim actually make the argument that these two laws come from different words in the pasuk. Up until now, we assumed that everything comes from the word Vikidashto. But if you take a close look at Rashi ala Torah, Rashi on this week's parsha, and also the Gra, can be found in the Aderes Eliyahu, they both explain that Vikidashto, that word Vikidashto, is the source for the Gemara in Yevamos, that we must sanctify the Kohen by compelling him to abide by his laws. And then the pasuk continues, Kadosh yihiyeh lach, he should be holy to you. And Rashi from there derives the Gemara in Gittin that we are supposed to pay honor to the Kohen by giving him the first brachon, by giving him the first aliyah. So according to Rashi, these two laws actually come from two distinct sources. So it's not like we're learning the two things from one drasha. It's two completely different drashos. Indeed, we may have another piece of evidence towards this conclusion from Tosfos and Chulin. Tosfos and Chulin, Daf Pei Zayin Amud Aleph, is a Shitas Yachid that the obligation to honor a Kohen is only Midrabanan. That Braisa in Gittin that says that Liftoach Rishon, Livarich Rishon, that we're supposed to give the Kohen the first stab at the Alios and the Brachos, that's only Midrabanan. The pasuk to which it is ascribed is only an asmachta. So some of the Achronim wonder what motivated Tosos to argue that this is only a din derabbanan. So the Torah Tamima, and I saw this in other Achronim as well, suggests that what motivated Tosfos was that the Tosfos was bothered by this combination of, on the one hand, the Gemara and Yevamos, which uses Vekidashto to say that we must enforce the dinim of the Kohanim upon the Kohanim, and at the same time, we have another Joshua that tells us that we're supposed to honor the Kohanim. How can those two exist hand in hand? How can they exist simultaneously? So says the Torah Tamima, that indicated to Tosfos that the real drasha of Vikidashto was the Gemara in Yevamos, which tells us to enforce the dinim of the Kohen. The Dirabanan drasha, the Asmachta, that was the Gemara in Gittin. And therefore, we're not learning two things from one word. The De'oraisa drasha is to tell us to enforce, and the Dirabanan drasha is to tell us to pay honor, to be mechabed the Kohanim. So according to all of these sources, Rashi ala Torah, who thinks that there are two different sources for these two laws, or Tosfos, who thinks that one of the laws, the enforcement laws, the Oraisa, whereas the Kavod laws only Derabanan, according to Rashi and Tosfos, what emerges is that these two laws are really distinct, they're independent, one is not inherently connected to the other. However, there is much evidence in other Rishonim that these two laws really are connected to each other. If you look at the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvah Saseh Lamin Beis, the Rambam codifies the mitzvah of Vikidashto, and he quotes both of the drashos. He cites the drasha of Vikidashto be'al korcho, the enforcement law, and he also cites the drasha in Gittin, the kavod law. How can the Rambam do that? How can he get both from Vikidashto? So apparently, according to the Rambam, These are not really two different laws. Really, the way that we should describe it is that these are two applications of one holistic law. The obligation is to sanctify the Kohen, which means that we're supposed to distinguish the Kohen from the rest of the nation. And you can do that in two different ways. One way that we achieve that objective of sanctifying and distinguishing the Kohen is by honoring him and prioritizing him in all different ways. And then another manner by which we can achieve that goal is by ensuring that the Kohen adhere to the more stringent standards that are applicable to him and not applicable to the rest of the nation. By doing both of these things, by prioritizing the Kohen and also ensuring that the Kohen adheres to his higher standard, we accomplish one idea, one law, one mechayiv, which is Vikidashto, to sanctify the Kohen, meaning to say to distinguish him from the rest of the klal. So now if we back up, so we can now, this analysis of the relationship between these two different laws, the enforcement law and the kavod law, certainly sheds light on the nature of the obligation to honor a Kohen. From this analysis, really two approaches may emerge. The first one is if we say that these two laws are separate, so then the way that we're going to look at the honor law, the kavod law, is just as it sounds. There's an obligation to pay honor to a Kohen. We have lots of mitzvos of kavod in the Torah. We have mitzvah of kibud avaim, we have kavod hamelech, we have kavod for talmidei chachamim. So part of that category of kavod would also be this mitzvah of vikidashto. In fact, if you take a look at the Aruch HaShulchan, Aruch Chaim Simen Kuf Chaf Ches, which is where this law is codified in Shulchan Aruch, the Aruch HaShulchan actually says that Vikidashto really means to say that we're supposed to pay honor, almost like the Torah used a different word for the word of Kavod. He says that because HaKadosh Baruch Hu sanctified the Kohanim, made them fit to serve in the Mikdash, so they are people who are deserving of honor, and as such, it's our obligation as Klal Yisrael to pay them that honor, to show them that honor. And in fact, the Aruch HaShulchan compares the obligation to honor a Kohen to the obligation to honor a Melech. So according to this approach, the Mechayiv, the legal purpose and need for Liftoach Rishon, Livarich Rishon, to honor the Kohen, is, as I said, just as it sounds. It's a mitzvah to pay honor. It's a kavod-oriented din. However, according to the Rambam, the Mechayiv of Vekidashto is very different. The kavod itself is not the ends, but rather the means towards a different end. The idea of prioritizing the Kohen and giving him the kavod is not for the sake of the kavod. It's not because he's someone who deserves kavod and therefore we need to be mechabed him. Rather, it's as the Torah says it, v'kidashto. We have to distinguish the Kohen. And the way in which, the manner by which we distinguish the Kohen is by giving him that kavod. What evidence do we have towards this conclusion? So, first of all, for example, the Smak, the Rimi Korbil, Sefer Mitzvos Katan, Mitzvah Sasei Nun Vav, when he describes the mitzvah, he terms it Likadesh Kohen. We're supposed to sanctify him. And then after saying that, he says, you know how you do that? By giving him the bracha, by giving him the first aliyah. Moreover, if you take a close look at the Rambam codifies this law of Vikidashto in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash. He doesn't categorize it with other dinim of kavod, rather in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash. And the Rambam begins his discussion of Vikidashto by stating that the Kohanim were distinguished from the rest of the nation. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu distinguished the Shevet of the Kehuna from the rest of the nation to be able to serve in the Mikdash. And the obligation of Vikidashto is lehavdil hakohanim, to separate them, to distinguish them, ulekadsham, to sanctify them, ulahachinam lekorban, and thus to prepare them or ready them to make them fit to serve in the Mikdash, shene'emar Vikidashto ki aslechem alokecha hu makriv. And then in the very next halacha, the Rambam says that we are obligated to pay them the honor and prioritization of giving them the first bracha and the first aliyah. So clearly what the Rambam has in mind is that these applications of Liftoach Rishon, Livarich Rishon, Litol Mana Yafe Rishon, these applications are really a means to accomplish the end of distinguishing the Kohen. By honoring him, we accentuate his unique status as being someone distinct from the rest of Klal Yisrael. So all in all, what we've developed is two fundamentally different approaches towards this halacha of Vikidashto. One is to say that Vikidashto is a kavod-oriented din, just like the kavod that we give to a melech or a tamid chacham. And because the Kohen is someone who's special, who's unique, therefore he's deserving of kavod. And the other approach, that of the Rambam, is to argue that it's not a kavod-oriented din, but rather a kedusha-oriented din, a distinction. And that we fulfill that distinction by giving the Kohen the kavod. What practical ramifications might highlight the differences between these two approaches? So first and foremost, we should address the question of mechila. Can a Kohen forego his honor privileges? So the Mordechai has a piece in Maseches Gittin, Simin Tuf Aleph, where he argues that absolutely, if a Kohen chooses to say, I'm not interested in the kavod, then he's allowed to forego the kavod. When it comes to giving him the first aliyah in shul, so there the Gemara explains that there's a din d'rabbanan because of a concern that all the quarrels and controversies are going to arise in shul, so therefore we give the Kohen the first aliyah no matter what. But in the oraisa, as a fulfillment of the idea of Vikidashto, certainly the Kohen can forego his privilege. Why, says the Mordechai? Because it's his privilege, it's his right, it's the honor that's due to him. So if he doesn't want it, it's his right to say, I'm not interested. So says the Mordechai. However, if you look at the Rambam, Sefer HaMitzvos Lamed Beis, and the Chinuch follows suit in Mitzvah Reish Samech Tes, the Rambam actually says, and this is in the first line where the Rambam describes the definition of the mitzvah, that the mitzvah is be'al korcho of the Kohen. It's not subject to his whims. He can't decide whether he wants the kavod or not. The kavod comes regardless of his interest. So what's the nekudas hamachlokas? So I think it's very clear. The Mishnah Berurah, based on the Mordechai, explains that a kohen has a right to forego his kavod because it's his honor. So he has the right to give up on that benefit. It's for his hana'ah. If he's not interested, so be it. But according to the Rambam, as we've explained, that v'kidashto is not about honoring the kohen for the sake of the honor, but rather using and utilizing the honor for the sake of distinguishing the kohen. So it's not up to the kohen whether he feels like he'd like to be distinguished or not. HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded the rest of Klal Yisrael to accentuate the difference between the Shevet Kehuna and the rest of the nation. And as such, it's not up to the kohen to decide whether that mitzvah should be fulfilled. And therefore, the kohen would not be able to be mochel on these applications of kavod. So that would be one ramification between these two approaches. Another possible application or consequence between these approaches would be an interesting question that's discussed in the Achronim. Does the obligation of Vikidashto apply only between a Yisrael and a Kohen, or also between a Kohen and a Kohen? What if you have two Kohanim sitting down together for a meal? Does the Baal HaBayis, who's the Kohen, have to give his Kohen friend the option to make the first bracha? Does a Kohen have to honor another Kohen with Liftoach Rishon, Devarich Rishon, Lito Mano Yafeh Rishon? So the Minchas Chinuch, Reish Samech Tes, Sif Hei, he implies that the obligation of a Kidashto would be limited to a Yisrael giving honor to a Kohen. It would not apply between a Kohen and a Kohen. But the Aruch HaShulchan, in Kuf Chav Ches, in Aruch Chaim, Sif Ayin Beis, he's Mesupak Badaver. He's not sure. He's in doubt. He says it could go either way. There's an argument to be made for each side as to whether it should extend even to the relationship between a Kohen and a Kohen. So on what does that question really depend? So I would suggest that perhaps the issue revolves around the mechayiv, the legal purpose and need, and the nature of this halacha of the kidashto. If it's an obligation to be mechabe, to pay honor, such that the honor and the respect is the end in and of itself, so then we could argue that it would apply even to the relationship between a kohen and a kohen. After all, every kohen is deserving of that honor, so regardless of who's paying the honor, the kohen must be respected. But if the obligation is to distinguish, to accentuate the difference between Shevet Kehuna and the rest of Klal Yisrael, so then we might make the argument that that distinction is only meaningful when it stems from a non-Kohen. The purpose of the law is for the non-Kohen to recognize the distinction of the Kohen with whom he interacts. And therefore, we might limit it to the relationship between a Yisrael and a Kohen and exclude the relationship between a Kohen and a Kohen. So what we've seen so far are two different laws of Vikidashto. One, a kavod law, the other, an enforcement law, the Gemara in Gittin versus the Gemara in Yevamos. We saw that the Rishonim take different approaches as to the relationship between those laws, whether they're two distinct laws or two applications of one law. And then we saw that that really highlights what the nature of the obligation of a Kidashto is all about. If you view it as two different laws, then you might be motivated to say that the kavod law is just as it sounds, to pay kavod. Whereas if you think that there are two applications of one law, so then the mechayiv is to distinguish the nation, to distinguish the kuhuna, and you achieve that both by paying them honor and also by enforcing their higher standard. And then we saw a couple of practical ramifications between these two approaches, one as to whether a Kohen may forego his right to the privileges, and another as to the scope of relationships to which the law applies. Is it limited to the relationship between a Yisrael and a Kohen, or does it extend even to a Kohen and a Kohen? To conclude, I just wanted to discuss the following idea. The pasuk says, "V'kidashto ki aslachem alakecha hu makriv, kadoshi hi alach." Ki kadosh ani Hashem mekadoshchem. The pasuk concludes that all of this is ultimately because HaKadosh Baruch Hu sanctifies us and is sanctified himself. Rav Hirsch explains on that pasuk, on that phrase, that ki kadosh ani Hashem mekadoshchem, the relevance of that to this law is that the holiness, this is in his words, the holiness of the rest of the nation is not excluded by the holiness of the Kohanim. On the contrary, the root and aim of the holiness of the Kohanim is the holiness of the whole nation. The Kohen is really intended as a role model for the nation as a whole, as someone to whom the nation can look to and witness a life of sanctity. We know that the Pasuk in Malachi, Perek Beis, Pasuk Zayin says, Ki sifsei Kohen yishmeru da'as, v'tora yevakshu mipihu, ki malach Hashem tzevakos hu. By representing what it means to be a Malach Hashem Tzevakos. So the Kohen at once must be honored because of that status as Malach Hashem Tzevakos, and thereby distinguished. But at the same time, he serves as an inspiration for what all of Klal Yisrael is capable of achieving. So when we fulfill the din of Vikidashto, we not only recognize that which the Kohen deserves, and we not only distinguish the Kohen, but we also recognize the Kohen status as a role model, and hopefully in so doing, uplift ourselves and instill within ourselves the yearning to reach the level of the Kohen, of the Malach Hashem Tzevakos. Wish everybody a great rest of the week and a good Shabbos.